Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour, 11 minutes before the top of the hour. Patrick Reinert is with us. He is the founder of the startup political blog. It's called the Iowa Starting Line. Patrick has a long history of work in politics, and last year launched this blog in advance of the Iowa caucuses, I suspect. Patrick, welcome to the News Hour. Great to have you here.
Hi, Michael. Thank you very much for having me in. I appreciate it.
This is interesting. As blogs have taken shape over the past 5 or 10 years, there are more and more people that are blogging about things. Right. What was your impetus to start this? I know you've been politically connected for a long time, but why this?
Sure. So for a number of years in the state, there's been a very healthy setup of Republican-leaning blogs,
right.
From the iowarepublican.com to a number of others.
Caffeinated Thoughts,
yeah.
And on and on.
Right, that kind of use some of their influence to kind of influence a number of the races, a number of the political races, do some damage to some Democrats, but mostly just kind of set the tone for how other media talked about certain races.
Sure.
There wasn't as much of that on the Democratic side. We do have some good sites, but we didn't have...
John Deith is sitting out there in Iowa City, I think.
Yeah.
And there's the Bleeding Heartland.
But we didn't have a good full-time professional one the way that theirs are.
Right.
And a lot of people on the Democratic side of politics in Iowa always complained about that, but not much was ever really done. So I just up and decided this January, instead of, you know, getting on a caucus campaign or something like that, I'd start up iowastartingline.com and kind of put my own opinions out there and report the news.
You know, it's interesting. We had Jack Hatch in not too very long ago, and Rick Smith as well, and they had launched a Democratic Daily, I think is what it's called. And it's a daily piece, and they've got former AP correspondent Mike Glover is part of their team, as several other individuals are. And I know what kind of work goes into putting together a blog, because I do several myself. And
it's a lot. You know, I decided to do this instead of being on a campaign this year. I didn't really think it was going to be less time, because it's just as much time.
I was gonna say,
it's a good 70 to 80 hours a week.
Well, you're all over, Patrick.
Yeah. Now, I go to a lot.
You are, because I follow the blog, and I've seen you. You know, you'll be in Dubuque on Monday and down in Council Bluffs on Tuesday. And I'm going, what the heck is this guy doing? Has he got his own jet?
Yeah.
Or maybe John McLaughlin's just flying around in his helicopter or something. But so this is one of these opportunities for you to have a business as well as stay in track with politics?
Right. It's worked out to where I get enough advertising money through banner ads. I'm also going to start up video ads and through some other sponsored posts, and then through some donors. That's actually turned into a actual person paycheck to go around and report the news kind of from a different perspective. That enough people in Democratic politics here in the state have realized how useful of a resource this has already been in just 6 months, that they're helping out with it, that they're advertising on it. I have a very large readership in just the 6 months that I've been on. I've already become, from the metrics I can see, the most read political blog or independent news site in the state.
When we talk about news sites, as you know, and again, we do the Business News Hour here, and when we show up for credentials, press credentials of places, there's never any question, because we are a bona fide broadcast news thing.
Yeah.
On the blogging side, do you sometimes get looked askance when you show up and say, hey, I'm from the Iowa Starting Line?
Surprisingly, not too much. This is one of the most fascinating things while doing this. Apparently, call yourself a reporter, be a reporter.
Right.
Essentially, is how it's worked. I go to events. Usually, I email them ahead of time, we'll send a link to the site so they realize it's real. But for the most part, you go in, you say your press, you get in, you're able to report. Now, obviously, if I was doing a really bad job at it, I could probably only do that a few times before they kick me out. Make up your own website, you work real hard at, you report legitimate news, and there you go. It's an interesting look as to what is journalism these days?
Exactly. What is journalism these days? And I know, you know, when I was in school, journalism was newspaper, television, and radio. Mm-hmm. And now we have so much morphed into so many opportunities. And there's still some people, some purists out there that look at blogging as kind of, you know, you sit in your underwear at your mother's basement and you tap out on, you know, but really, there are so many people reading blogs now.
Yeah.
But is there a danger to this? And my question is this. If I only track this political blog or this series, maybe I'm a leftist commie, you know, and I just like Democratic blogs. Do I run the risk of not balancing my input?
I think so, and I think that's the case with any kind of news site. That similar things were said about The Daily Show. But one of the things I do try to do with my site, even though it's Democratic-leaning, is I still do enough analysis and just straight reporting that I actually have a good number of Republican readers. I do come at things from a Democratic perspective, but it's more like an insider's type, like, you know, how the internal workings of these campaigns are going, as opposed to Scott Walker said this and he's wrong.
Right.
Especially on the Republican side, it's mostly analytical.
Right. And the other thing that I've noticed about we're talking with Patrick Reinhard, ladies and gentlemen. He is the man behind the Iowa Starting Line. It's a startup, only 6 or 7 months old. It's a blog that's Democratic-leaning. But one of the things that you do, Patrick, and I think this is really good on you, is that you're not snarky.
Yeah, thanks.
You know, you're not snarky. And I think the closest snark that you got was when you tried to marry your lawnmower last
week.
Exactly,
yeah. So Steve King made those comments that because of gay marriage, you could even marry your lawnmower. So I decided to kind of call his bluff and try it out with a funny video where I wheeled my lawnmower down to the recorder's office, which obviously you cannot.
Yeah, you can't do that. But, and Julie Haggerty was the straight person in
there.
Very nice, yeah. But the point was, is that even though you were taking issue in a satirical form, it still wasn't snarky. You could have played that on the other side and been really name-calling or something.
Yeah, I try to stay away from that so that it's still a very legitimate, a serious site that people come to and they respect the opinion. I also throw in fun stuff a lot, though, from time to time to keep it entertaining. I have a lot of younger people, especially at colleges, who read Iowa Starting Line because it makes politics a little bit more fun. They still get the meat of the actual policies and what's going on, but I just present it from time to time in kind of a little more enjoyable, entertaining way. Because I could talk about the most serious things every single day, put out huge policy pieces, but it doesn't make a darn bit of difference if no one's reading
it. Yeah. Do you have a formula for your blogs? I mean, what we tell our clients is, look, make it no more than 300, 400 words. Do it often and make sure you meta tag everything. Is that kind of where you're at?
Kind of. I try and put something out almost every single day so that it's consistent.
And that helps your SEO as well, doesn't it? Your search engine optimization.
Yeah. I still need some work on that.
Hey, in time. Right. How does your bride feel about all of this?
She likes it. You know, it's still a lot of work, but I'm able to work from home a lot, which is useful. And I don't know. She likes reading it.
So. Yeah, well, of course, you know, it's her husband, for crying out loud, doing the stuff. What's been the most interesting thing that you've come across in the past 6 or 7 months that you've been doing? Something that might have surprised you as you were out there covering some of the politics that's going on here in Iowa. Does anything stand out to you that you went, whoa, that's different?
Yeah, so one thing was it's just fun to meet all of the national reporters and to kind of see where they're coming at things. But then also to see how a lot of the national news just kind of goes with these, you know, 30,000 feet up type of stories and don't
something?
Always see what's actually going on the ground, which is also interesting because many of these news organizations have their own reporters following the candidates around, you know, reporting out things pretty accurately, but then still at the national level, it goes back into the narrative.
It gets washed.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's something interesting. You know, I've been to a number of these political functions over the years, and then when you read about it in the national news, on the local news, you kind of get it right. But then they give short shrift nationally. You go, well, wait a minute. What was going on there? Patrick Reinhard, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest. He is the startup of the Iowa Starting Line. It's a political blog that's been out there and having some success. Congratulations this whole thing, man. I think this is really cool.
It's been a lot of fun.
I bet it has been for a policy wonk like you and a political wonk like you. It'd get you on the kind of on the inside track a little bit.
Oh, yeah. I get to get into all these events and see it in a different way than almost anybody else does.
And somewhat without a partisan feel. You're not working for one of the campaigns,
right.
So you can be more objective.
Yeah.
Now, I was impressed on your Jim Webb piece from the labor union perspective the other day. That was interesting.
Right. Not many people write about Jim Webb.
Yeah, exactly.
But he's finally starting to come on a little in his campaigning, finally.
Thank you so much, Patrick, for coming
in. Thank you.
All right. That's Patrick Reinhard, ladies and gentlemen. He is the founder of the Iowa Starting Line. Earlier today, we had with us Laura Kennard. Laura is with the DM Biz Events, the Des Moines Business Events calendar. There you go. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, that would be Tyler and Mary and Jimmy and Mark. My name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
Where the legends live.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.